Hello to everybody listening to this audio message. Today I want to share with you what I believe is a very important message for every Christian to comprehend, especially those who say they are filled with the Holy Spirit of God. I want to speak to you on the subject of the dunamis power of God. Dunamis is a Greek word that the word power is translated from 121 times in the New Testament. I'd like to read to you from Acts chapter 1 verse 8. But you shall receive power, that's dunamis, when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Jesus was speaking to his disciples before he went back to his Father in heaven. Those disciples of Jesus, even though they had 3 years of teaching and observing Jesus' ministry, they needed to have that power in their own hearts and lives. And they did not receive that power until the day of Pentecost, when they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues. Something came into their lives. It was the Holy Spirit. And remember, he is the same Holy Spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. There is only one Holy Spirit. And that Holy Spirit now lives inside of every Holy Spirit-filled believer in Jesus Christ. And so, that experience on the day of Pentecost to those disciples of Jesus so transformed them that it turned them around from being negative, doubtful people into very full, faith-filled disciples of Jesus who knew that they had now received a power in their life that they did not have before. For example, in Acts chapter 3, we see that Peter and John were on their way to a prayer meeting, not on the way home, but on their way to a prayer meeting, when they encountered this cripple outside the gate, Beautiful. And Peter, when he heard and saw this man, he turned to him and he said, "Silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have, I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and the man immediately received strength into his feet and ankle bones, and he got up and began to leap and to dance and to praise God. Peter knew that he now had a power inside of him that he did not have before. And so he could speak that way the words, "What I do have, I give to you." And he released that dunamis out of his innermost being, and it brought healing to that man who had never walked in all his life before. That is a demonstration of the difference that the dunamis at work in us can make. The word dunamis, it means acts of power, miraculous power or ability, natural capability, inherent power, capability of anything, ability to perform anything, then absolutely not merely power capable of action, but power in action. It is a power that needs to be released out of us as we listen to the Holy Spirit. As he leads and guides us, we need to act upon what he asks of us, so that the dunamis becomes an active power and not just a dormant power sitting inside of us. Because as long as it sits dormant inside of us, it does not affect anybody in a positive kind of way. And so, we need to know today that the dunamis power of God is something that all Christians desperately need to get to know more about, and to know that God's will is that we are filled with power to be able to go out and to do the works that Jesus did. That is, healing the sick, casting out devils, even raising the dead, and causing all sorts of supernatural signs and wonders to take place to demonstrate to people that Jesus is alive from the dead today, and that he now is alive inside of us and is working actively in and through us as we learn to be guided by the Holy Spirit. And so I encourage you that we will really rise up in this hour, in these times, and realize that God has given us much more than what we really believe for ourselves. Jesus has chosen you, and you and I have now become the temples of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is not a powerless nobody, but he is a mighty, powerful somebody who raised Jesus from the dead. Think about that. He is the same Holy Spirit now living inside of us. And so I encourage you to this day, look at the teachings throughout the book of Acts of how the early church disciples were transformed, and they went out, and in the name of Jesus, they used the dunamis power of God to bring about conversions, to bring about healings, to bring about deliverances, to bring about justices and righteousness, and even judgments at time when people were lying to the Holy Spirit, as in the case of Ananias and Sapphira. And so I encourage you today that you would really just really consider this little message that I have with share with you, and that you will earnestly seek and desire to know and understand more of the purpose of why God has said it is necessary for every Christian to be filled with his Holy Spirit. Because without the Holy Spirit and his power in our lives, we are really useless. We are just religious. We're not able to accomplish anything in time that will last throughout time and eternity. But when we are workers together with God, as it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 1, then we are able to see God using us and working us through us to bring about wonderful results in the lives of other people, seeing them totally changed, and to be able to live a life to the glory of God, where they themselves also can be filled with the same Holy Spirit and go about doing the things that God wants them to do. And so I encourage you all today to not listen to negative voices, but that you will really listen to the Scriptures, listen to the Holy Spirit, and he will lead and guide you in a more powerful way, where he can use you to bring about greater results in and through your life than you have ever experienced before. This is God's will for his people in these end time days. And so I encourage you, dear friends, open up to the Holy Spirit, lay aside every hindrance, and just be available. Listen to what he says to you, and whatever he says to you, do it. And that way, you will find yourself being capable of doing anything and everything that he asks of you. Because with God, all things are possible. And he chooses to work through ordinary people like you and me because of the dunamis power living and working in and through us. God bless you.